This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on Buc-ee's versus Quick Trip business model wars. Okay, a lot of you don't drive at all. I'm starting to get that. Living in the USA, I often forget that that's true until I'm out throughout the bigger world and regularly encounter people whose idea of a fast ride on the roads is a two-wheel bicycle or who are trying to master driver's license exams never having owned a car. Driving my monthly route from New Orleans to Houston, Houston to Dallas, Dallas to Little Rock, and Little Rock to New Orleans again, I can share some things about the road with you as I tack on my 1,000-plus miles, including some tips on gas stations. On various of my routes, either from Houston to Dallas through Madisonville, or when I run from Houston to Austin to Dallas past Round Rock, I would see all these signs with a cartoon big-tooth beaver advertising something called Buc-ee's, which always looked like the Walmart of gas stations, simply Texas-sized, stretched over acres and acres. I was curious, but never paid much attention until Congressman Joaquin Castro from San Antonio reportedly was launching a boycott of the outfit, tweeting that he won't gas up there anymore since they support a fear-mongering immigrant basher. Now I was interested. It seemed the owners, one of whose nicknames, of course, was Beaver, as you might have guessed, had endorsed for a lieutenant governor and contributed to a hardcore hater right-wing radio commentator. And yes, that does seem almost a redundancy to say, since hardcore hater and right-wing radio commentator these days always seem like a match set. I stopped by to gawk at Buc-ee's as I drove through Madisonville. My previous connection to the city had been a couple of conversations in the late 70s and early 80s with John Henry Falk, the Texas populist and radio man who was blacklisted by McCarthy in the dark days of the Cold War and headed up the lawsuit and his union's efforts to finally break the blacklist. This place was something different. It's known for its clean restrooms, and there are scores for them. The gas was another thing entirely. They were pricing unleaded regular at $3.15 per gallon when literally everyone else on the highway was around $2.99. With gas prices that high, Congressman Castro doesn't need a boycott, and sure enough, there were more people in the store than at the pumps. The cheapest sign for gas within miles on either side of Buc-ee's were behind a sign saying QT, which stands for Quick Trip. Their price said it all. $2.75 per gallon, lower than anything I'd seen in three states, two of them Louisiana and Texas, oil and gas giants of the USA. Later, killing time while driving, I found myself scrolling my Facebook feeds, and my old friend and organizing partner, Helene O'Brien, had posted something from Uncut US about Quick Trip. Small world, I'm thinking, but the post talked of a bigger, better world, saying, Quick Trip, a convenience store chain with 700 locations, pays cashiers $40,000 per year, twice the average, and managers earn $70,000. Employees also receive excellent benefits, including health care, vision, dental, 401k, retirement plans, paid vacation, bonuses, and stock options. Treating their workforce well has paid off. Employee turnover rates are 10% compared to nearly 60% for the industry. And Quick Trip stores generate 50% more sales than competitors. Sure, bathrooms are important, but they're not everything, and Quick Trip's more bathrooms are more than nice enough for me, and frankly, when I go to a gas station, I'm mainly there for, yes, you guessed it, gas. We may not always have cheap gas, but while we have it, combining it with well-paid workers like Quick Trip needs to be the business model for America, not big teeth, right-wing politics, and premium prices. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.